This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll in Gaza from over 3 months of war between Israel and the territory's U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas rulers has soared past 25,000. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A health ministry spokesperson said Sunday that at least 178 bodies were brought to Gaza's hospitals within a 24-hour period. The war began with Hamas's surprise attack into Israel on October 7th, in which Palestinian militants killed about 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and took around 250 hostages. Israel has responded with an air campaign and then a ground invasion that has flattened entire neighborhoods. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Displaced Palestinians in Gaza say it's increasingly difficult to find medicine for their children. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
It's a major concern as recent escalation of violence has exacerbated existing problems. Basic supplies like medicine and healthcare are almost impossible to come by. The World Health Organization says most of the enclave's 36 hospitals have stopped working. 15 are partially functioning, operating at up to 3 times their capacity without adequate fuel or medical supplies, it says. Infectious diseases have also been spreading rapidly, including diarrhea cases among children under 5. They say they are 20 times higher in November compared to last year.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Families of hostages and their supporters called on the Israeli government to secure their release during a protest on Sunday outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem. This is VOA News. Russian-installed officials in the eastern city of Donetsk say at least 27 people have been killed in the shelling by Ukraine of a market. Donetsk is one of 4 regions in Ukraine that Russia annexed illegally in 2022, months after Moscow launched its full-scale invasion. Also Sunday, officials said a fire broke out at a chemical transport terminal at a port southwest of St. Petersburg following 2 explosions. Local media reported it had been attacked by Ukrainian drones. North Korea is highlighting its alignment with Russia against the U.S., and hence Russian President Vladimir Putin could visit the country soon, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
North Korea is saying Russian President Putin is expressing willingness to visit the country at an unspecified but early date as the countries continue to align in the face of their separate but intensifying confrontations with the United States. In a statement, the North Korean Foreign Ministry highlights Putin's intent for a visit following a recent meeting in Moscow between the two countries' foreign ministers. The statement also says North Korea is continuing to further strategic and tactical cooperation with Russia to establish a new multipolarized international order, a reference to their efforts to build a united front against Washington. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
U.S. state of New Hampshire residents vote in their presidential primary Tuesday with one less candidate to choose from, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Even before the nation's second presidential contest.
I am today suspending my campaign.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ended his presidential bid Sunday with a videotaped message.
A majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
And gave his endorsement.
Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden.
DeSantis came in second in Iowa, but 30 points behind Trump, and took a parting shot at rival Nikki Haley. Haley's been out in New Hampshire shaking hands and holding rallies.
Do we want more of the same, or do you want something different?
Trying to put a dent into Donald Trump's New Hampshire support. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Egypt's president said on Sunday it will not allow any threat to Somalia after Ethiopia said it would consider recognizing an independence claim by Somaliland in a deal that would give it access to a seaport. The remarks by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi were the strongest yet made on the issue by Egypt, which already has frosty relations with Ethiopia, and were a sign that Cairo may get involved in a dispute that has raised fresh tensions in the volatile Horn of Africa. The port lease deal has not been finalized, but would be a boon to landlocked Ethiopia, but has enraged Somalia. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.